everybody. This is Lee. This episode of Dungeon Punks is brought to you by our sponsor, the Stormcrow Alliance. If you're in Vancouver and looking to play some D&D of your own, you can now hire a DM through the Stormcrow. You get to choose your own RPG, anything from D&D 5e, which is what we play, to Pathfinder, to, well, really anything you want. They have a DM who can run it. You can book a game for up to six of your friends, and that includes food. They also do one-shot adventures and DM workshops every month. Our very own Dungeon Master and everyone's podcast dad, Stu Pop, is one of the DMs, so you could even have him run your game. Check out experiencepts.com to sign up. And now on to the show.
Previously on Dungeon Punks.
You keep the alcohol inside you. This is where it does its good job.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Metal is so not bluegrass.
It's almost like we're drunk. This plan's not very good.
Welcome to Dungeon Punks. I'm Stu Pop, your Dungeon Master and everyone's podcast dad. And with me, as always, are the members of Rust Monster.
I'm Lee Aldridge, and I play Scotty Stormbringer, who is the bass player of Rust Monster, a half-dark elf, and looking for some flippy floppies.
All right, I'm Devin Meisner. I play Jonah Eagle, lead singer of Rust Monster, and I'm classically trained and currently relaxing.
I am Erin Passmore. I play Choosy June. She's the guitar player Fallen ASMR. And feeling good, feeling great, feeling great, feeling good. How are you, Phil?
I'm Phil Seaplack, playing as Gregan Stonehand, who is a deep gnome and the drummer of Rust Monster.
I notice, kind of funnily, anytime Erin throws to Phil, it messes Phil up.
Yeah, it does. Because I have to reintroduce myself. Like, do I just go like, yeah, and it's me? And
what
no,
she
said. That would be different, and that would be wrong.
You've discovered
Segway
my
is Phil's only weakness. All right, so the members of Rust Monster have found themselves aboard the Second Wind, the largest passenger sky steamship in Fugazi.
Whoa, steam?
Sky?
Yeah. You guys were using some of the money you made from your heist. You got your cut from the Melon Cats.
Ooh, how much did we get?
Just enough to afford to attend this music festival on the boat and sign yourselves up for a showcase.
We had to pay to sign
up. Yeah, you have to pay for showcases. It's bullshit.
It's true.
Yeah.
There's a horse here.
So that you can get your name out there.
Today.
This is probably Johnny's idea.
Oh, probably.
Why are we on a boat?
It's a sky boat.
Yeah, you've already finished your showcase. It seemed to go pretty well because you guys are good. And now you have time to recuperate from your southern adventures and enjoy the rest of the cruise.
Fuck yeah.
Can we walk around? People are like, oh my God, it's Rust Monster.
Yeah, there's definitely some people coming up to get you to sign stuff. It's a lot of other bands, though, on this cruise.
You said it was a sky boat?
It is a sky boat, yeah.
How high are we?
In the sky.
Super high, man. This boat has 420 passengers. Wow. And 69 decks. Whoa.
Nice.
Right now, you guys are standing just outside of the Neon Shop on the Road to Ruin, where you have enough to pick up some items from there. You can go in and check it out. Have a little shopping trip.
Shopping trip.
Yeah, definitely.
Makeover.
Yeah.
All right. So you figure out you've got enough money left to get four items here, one for each of you.
Okay.
But there, it looks like they have eight things in stock.
As long as everyone keeps Johnny in check.
So they have what is on sale right now is there's Magic Mike's Magic Mike.
I get that one.
There's a pair of shit kickers.
Ooh.
There's a pocket jam space.
Ooh.
What kind of jam?
There is a brand new axe, trademark.
Mm.
There's a capture cube,
what?
Which looks like a little cube that's red on one side and white on the other side. You haven't really read what it does yet, but you can investigate that. There is Bad Whiskey Black Label.
Ooh.
There is the Johnny Guitar Band guitar pick.
What?
And the Black Boxers of the Party God.
Did I start a guitar pick company?
No, your name's not Johnny Guitar.
Maybe it is. Now with my new brand.
You look down your name tag that you guys are wearing. It still says Johnny Eagle.
I look down. Oh, thank God. Did I get drunk and rename myself again?
And on the guitar pick, there is like a cartoon human with a mohawk playing guitar.
Hmm.
How do we want to do this? Because there's lots of cool notes and shit.
Well, I don't know.
Tell me about this microphone.
So Magic Mike's Magic Mike allows you to cast message at will to one person. So you can send them messages through the mic. And also once per day, you can cast Thunderwave as a fifth level spell.
Whoa.
It's also intrigued. Fun colors, and it's definitely made for kids.
Oh, it's like one of those like destroy your voice microphones. I like those.
I thought it was like Magic Mike, like definitely not for kids.
No, Magic Mike is not a shirtless Channing Tatum. It's just like, it's this like wizard on the front.
So I can summon a shirtless Channing Tatum?
No, you cannot do that.
Oh. Damn it.
He's like, I'll just take that.
I'll just take that and go.
That's a pretty big contender for me, but I'm curious what was Capture Cube.
So the Capture Cube has a range of 60 feet. When you throw it at a creature within range, if you hit, the creature must make a DC 15 charisma save or be trapped in the cube. It has disadvantage if it's below 50 hit points.
Does it become my best friend and we can go on adventures together?
Yes, you can then summon that creature to fight for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
So, and it's red and white?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, I get it.
Okay, everyone has to go first because I'm torn.
I want to know more about the...
Shake kickers?
There's a good amount of options for you. There's the whiskey, there's the boots, there's
the axe. I want to know about the bad whiskey black label first.
Okay, the bad whiskey black label has what it looks like it's probably got about six shots in it, or charges maybe. So by expending one charge, you take a swig and then you can breathe a 15-foot cone of poison gas. Basically, you burp.
I was expecting you could spit hot fire, but okay.
No, if you drink the whole bottle in one go, all six charges, you can then cast Fireball.
Oh. Whoa.
But it's consumable, right?
Yep.
And then you're hammered.
Then you're just out.
Hmm.
Hmm. Intriguing, but I don't
What know. Do the boots do?
The shit kickers?
Yeah.
So these black leather boots, you can activate them with the activation word. They leap off your feet, attacking the nearest enemy for 2d4 plus 2 damage. You can then, from that point on, use a bonus action on each of your turns to make them attack again.
That's hilarious.
I like
that
idea.
What's the activation word?
You can set that when you buy them. Yeah.
There's no place like home.
I'm going to kick your ass. A little kick in the bum.
What about the axe?
The brand new axe trademark? It's a plus one axe. It does an additional 1d8 lightning damage on a hit. On the packaging, it says, I've gone electric. And it is, it's an axe base. Yeah. It also comes in guitar.
I feel like I'm leaning towards that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't have a magic weapon yet.
Oh, yeah. You're the one. Oh, you're like the one person that doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't have a magic weapon. You have the magic guitar, but you can hit people with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
And the jam space is like that.
It's pocket jam space. It's a jam space that fits in your pocket.
Hmm.
That's pretty sweet.
Mm.
Yeah.
And the other ones, there's the Johnny Guitar brand guitar pick. Can be used as a plus one shuriken.
Whoa. Throw it.
Amazing.
Also, once per day, you can cast Destructive Wave and Haste.
Hmm.
That's pretty good.
Destructive
That's actually dope. The fact that I can throw it is...
Does it come back?
Also, obviously, you need a guitar.
Oh.
You need a guitar.
Yeah, that's the
it.
Thing. It's like, I don't have a guitar.
Yeah, so. Johnny's just walking around with a pick in his hand.
Cregan, of what might appeal to you, the Boxers of the Party God.
Oh, yeah, right.
They give you plus four to AC when you're not wearing other armor.
Oh, that's
you
good.
Just wear your underpants?
And you gain advantage on all performance checks.
Wait, like, yeah, it's how awesome. Much AC?
Plus four.
So can you just be naked?
Yeah, you can just wear a body.
Well,
you can be very,
I just
very,
can't wear armor, right? Yeah. So I can just wear, like, my leather vest and boxers?
Yeah.
Done.
Do they fit
You can
me?
Just full...
Done.
Yeah, because...
You can full Henry Rollins it and just play in black boxers.
Yeah, I like that idea.
You're going to be that drummer.
It's yeah, amazing. That is, yeah.
No, I... For once in my life, I will encourage that.
Does it come in bird size?
No.
There's only one pair left.
Oh, yeah, that's more Cregan. You're already in the thick of it.
So, what do you guys want to buy?
So I
want to
buy the boxers.
All right, Cregan purchases some boxers. Do you put them on right now? Do you wear them out of the store?
Just put them on over your pants.
You just walk up.
Just put them over my pants.
Fuck, so classy.
Well, actually, good question, because what is the... temperature around
surprisingly warm.
Surprisingly warm. Yeah. Okay.
Probably because of the ring of fire elementals that is holding this ship alive.
Oh, okay. Clever. Did we?
Yeah, then I'll strip down.
Cregan strips down in the middle of the store and puts on these boxers.
Good God, man.
We're classic. Don't look at me.
Give us a second to turn around.
I said don't look.
God damn it, Cregan. Can't go if you look.
Was there any we didn't read?
No, that's all.
Do my boxers have wolves on them?
No, they are black.
Okay.
Yeah.
You could probably get someone to embroider a little party wolf on there if you wanted to. I'm going to get the brand new axe TM.
That makes sense.
What you thinking, bud?
I'm torn between...
Can you say TM every time you use it?
And yeah. The magic microphone.
Capture Cube.
That's what it's called.
Does the microphone in general amplify my voice?
It gives it like a cool echo distortion effect.
Ooh, that's pretty cool. I think I'll take that.
Okay. You sure you don't want that Capture Cube?
Can I look at the Capture Cube? What happens if I miss?
You can just go pick it up.
Can I release them and take another one?
Yeah, you can definitely release it and then use it again. Well, you're deciding. What are you going to do, Shoes?
Yeah, I feel like since I don't have Thunderwave or anything, I feel like that Destructive Wave would be pretty cool. So yeah, I'll do the pick.
All right, you get your Johnny Guitar Brand guitar pick.
Plus, haste is always handy.
Yeah. Will they listen to me? Like, it'll
actually yeah, when you summon it, it's like it, unless you capture something too powerful.
Okay, I'll take it.
You take the Capture Cube.
Yeah, that seems like your thing.
Yeah.
You fight for me.
Yeah.
Also, having someone do your bidding without question
is kind of my ammo.
I feel like you're going to try it on all of us.
Doesn't work on humanoids.
It has to be like an animal or something.
Yeah,
right?
It has to be a creature, yeah.
So like not a dragon?
You could try it on a dragon. I feel like a dragon might make that save. Also have legendary resistance and just auto save.
Yeah.
I throw into the woods and like a whale comes out. It's like, oh.
All right. So you make your purchases and head on your way.
Who runs the store?
That is Miloš Teodosic. He introduces himself. He's like, hello. Thank you for purchasing items. Enjoy.
They are some fine items.
Yes. Very fetching underwear there.
Thanks, bud.
Not the problem.
I almost feel like I'm about to throw the Capture Cube at him and he's like, only works on animals. It's like, I put it away. All right, this is good.
I'm just carrying around a giant, one of those like giant all-inclusive sippy cup things. It is always full of something.
Okay.
Like are those there?
The ones that people like buy in Vegas that are like
for the slushies.
2 feet long.
Yeah, basically like that.
With a straw.
You can get one in Vegas that looks like a guitar too.
I was just going to say it's probably in the shape of a guitar.
Did you pour the slush out on the ground and just fill it up with bad whiskey?
Yep.
To be fair, the ones in Vegas are very strong.
But are they strong as just straight whiskey?
Yeah.
I mean, I probably left a little bit in the bottom just
for flavor.
Yeah. You have to cut the bad whiskey with something.
Sometimes bad whiskey.
Otherwise it burns too much.
Fair.
Can we all have one?
Yeah, I mean, you can have one. I don't know if you guys... If
I want to walk around with a wine glass.
Fancy.
I know, right?
Who are you, Rihanna?
Yes.
I'm Rihanna.
I think I'd rather finally have... got your wine.
I'd rather have a beer.
Yeah, I'll probably have like a smaller cup. But if it is all-inclusive, I'm going to go for that top shelf shit.
Okay. So you're drinking the fancy booze.
Mm-hmm. You think you're too good for us now?
Yep. Deal with it.
Wait, do they have those fancy drinks, like the really fancy ones in a coconut?
With umbrellas?
Or a pineapple?
Hanging off of it?
I don't know how actually fancy they are, but yes, they do have drinks in a coconut.
I have those.
Okay.
It's still just bad whiskey in a coconut?
It's bad whiskey in a coconut. That's the name of the drink, is bad whiskey in a coconut. This whole event is put on by bad whiskey.
All right. This is good. Is there any animals on board?
Oh, gosh.
It has begun.
Don't use it on spit.
Yeah, Spit is here.
Oh, no.
Johnny Seagull is here.
No, dude, we already have those.
No, there's no other animals.
Is there any hats I can buy which I can turn backwards?
Oh, my God.
Yes, you have just enough money to buy just a baseball cap.
Yes.
Just lean into it there, Devin.
So lean the money right that up. We spent...
It's for the CBGB Minotaurs.
Stu, the money that we spent on these items were... taken from our funds given to us by the Meloncats.
Yeah, you've used up all of your heist money now.
Wait, are they in charge
of
the
city? But we still have
now?
Like our previous money.
Your previous money.
Yeah. Okay.
Are they in charge of the city now? Like the mine place?
Please tell me
I mean, they sold the deed to the mine to someone.
Oh, okay. Because he used to, like,
that's where they got
the money to date
from.
The mayor.
I wouldn't go that far.
They didn't own the mine for very long, or technically at all, but they had the deed, and that's all
that really mattered. All right.
Possession is 9/10 of the law.
Is it super packed on this ship?
Yes. Yeah, there's, you know, it's got your standard cruise affairs. You know, there's the like dining hall. There's a pool on deck.
Nice.
Is there shuffleboard?
Shoesy, the pool and another chance to wear your bikini calls to you.
Yeah, a little
there's
bit.
Always shuffleboard.
The bikini of persuasion?
Yeah. It is currently persuading you to go to the pool.
I got all these free drinks. It's all inclusive. I got all these free drinks.
Yeah, I'm persuaded. I'm there. Catch some rays, sort of, I guess, from those fire elementals. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a bright, sunny day as you guys are, this cruise is going around the acoustic forest. You can see it in the distance, this like floating forest.
Ooh.
Isn't that where Johnny's from?
Yep.
Dude.
Wander off.
All right, Johnny's wandering off. Shoesie's by the pool. Cregan, what are you going to do?
I don't know. I want to play like a game of some kind.
All right. Yeah, you head towards a place where you can play the games.
Okay.
There's a couple games near one of the stages. Sort of, it's like a game and music kind of situation.
Sweet. Yeah.
It's our spa.
Scotty?
I'm going to go to the pool with Shoesie, I think.
Okay.
I am wearing my giant sun hat and sunglasses. But I'm going to like, you know, kind of get in the spirit of things, wear some cutoff jorts.
Borrow Cregan's.
Yeah.
He doesn't need them.
They don't fit
They don't fit me.
You're pretty thin though, because you're
I feel like I got some, I can make jorts.
Okay, make some jorts.
We could be packed for this. And for once I'm not wearing my boots, I actually...
Like you make jorts with your axe. You're just like,
basically, like a,
In the cabin, there's like a hole in the ground. Big cut mark.
You just left the legs of the jeans there. Perfect.
Like, this was overkill. Perfect. Yeah, and I'm actually wearing some floofy floppies.
Nice. Okay.
Ooh.
My toes are seeing the light of day.
Ooh. Yeah, you guys head to the pool where you just kind of chill. You find some beach chairs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And just start to a lounge.
Lounge in.
Does someone with like a big fan can fan me?
Yeah, well, you've wandered off, so you might need to... You're just kind of wandering the decks right now.
Is there a spa or shuffleboard?
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. First, I'm going to go to Cregan, though.
Mm-hmm.
You actually come in as a band is finishing up. It is, you can kind of hear in this instance, you recognize it as Goblin Rock.
Ooh, okay.
It doesn't sound great.
It's fine.
And you hear a familiar voice as the band finishes up their final song and says, "Thank you very much. We've been the Dead Kobolds. I'm Pass." And there's sort of a smattering of applause from the crowd.
Pity applause.
So they're on stage?
They're on stage, yeah. They're kind of clearing off their gear right now. And you can see there's sort of like a mild argument going on between the band about someone coming in late. And
Yeah, I'm going to like start moving through the crowd towards the stage.
All right.
And just kind of listening into this conversation.
Puss has his back turned to you at the moment.
Okay. What's being said?
Yeah, one of the band members is getting mad at Puss for coming in late on the last song. Puss seems to be... the guitarist.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's the drummer that's cheering him out.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of like, how close is he to the stage? I mean, like to the edge of the stage, right?
Probably about like 5 feet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll just like hop onto the stage and then just kind of like give him like a gentle punch in the back.
Like a punch in the head.
He goes, ah! And like turns around swinging his guitar in your direction, but misses you
100%. Yeah. Yeah, I just kind of quickly move out of the way and be like, "Pussy, my boy, what can you not do?"
Hi, Mr. Cregan. What are you doing here?
Well, I am on a cruise.
And the drummer, who's this like kind of bugbear, goes like,
"Yeah, what are you doing here?" "Enjoying myself."
"Well, why are you on the stage?"
"I just wanted to say hi."
And I kind of like reach over and try to like give the friendly like, side hug.
He's like, "Ugh, Puss, do you know this gnome?"
I'm going to look over to Puss and see what he says.
He's just like looking at you and looking at the bugbear and just sweating profusely.
Yeah, I turn to the bugbear.
"Yeah, he knows me. What of it?"
"This guy taught you to play guitar? Is that why you're so bad? Because a gnome taught you?"
"No, in fact, I am a drummer."
"Who, the bugbear's also a drummer?"
"Yeah."
"Drum off. Drum off."
Yeah, I just kind of like pull out a stick from like my underpants.
It's canon. It's where he keeps them.
Yeah. And then just like twirl it in my fingers.
Really, like a cowbell.
All right. Yeah, he picks up like two oversized drumsticks in his meaty paws. And just, you can see their drumsticks at the ends. The drumsticks are shaped like little hockey sticks.
Ooh, that's funny.
And yeah, he's like, "My name's Doug and I'm going to rock you." And he starts playing. Drums.
Doug.
Okay. And he just starts playing?
Yeah.
Hmm.
He's okay.
Yeah, he's okay.
I can say at this point, you have figured out your folding drum kit.
Okay. Yeah, so I have like a little, it looks like a backpack.
Yeah.
On my back. And I just take my backpack off and like lay it out and just like Iron Man's into.
Around you?
Just symbols everywhere. No.
Yeah.
No, it's just like a simple like three-piece kit or something.
Okay.
It's not my like full compliment, but.
Why not? Yeah, it could be.
You don't need a big kit to play.
Yeah, punk. I don't need a big kit. It's punk rock.
I guess.
Also, maybe that'll come later. I'll figure out how to add more stuff once I
All right, give me a performance check.
Okay.
You have advantage.
Which I
now.
Do have advantage. Heck yeah. So that will be a 20.
All right. Yeah, you just like, you're playing hard and like, you finish it off with like, just a really fast like, roll and his drum kit explodes. And he actually like passes out, which Spit kind of over and like gives him a little kick. And he's like, is he dead?
No, he's just asleep. Don't worry about him.
And then I kind of like, again, do that side hug with Puss. It's like,
well, what do you want to do now?
I need a drink.
Well, let's go to the bar.
Oh, okay. Can my band come? And there's like two goblins just kind of watching wide-eyed on the side.
Yeah, why not?
And I just like kick my bass drum and it just like folds up.
Yeah, it actually folds up even smaller than the backpack before, and you can just sort of stick it into the band on your
oh, nice.
Underwear. Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of stuff hanging out in that underwear. Yeah.
It's got pockets.
Yeah, is that a drum set in your pocket?
You're just happy to see it.
Yeah, and then I'm going to walk, get off the stage and start walking towards the bar and turn to Puss and say,
well, are you going to introduce me to your friends?
He goes, sure. And as he does that, we cut over to the pool where Shuzi and Scotty are lounging. I'm going to need both of you to give me a perception check.
Okay.
I'm so good at those.
That's a solid
natural one.
21.
All right. Math.
Jeez, so you're, why don't you brag more about it, Puck?
You're just kind of blocking your view. You've got one of those like suntan things up. Scotty, what you see causes you to immediately reach over and like knock that out of Shuri's hand, grab her face and point it at the pool. Where you see emerging from the pool in 100% like Fast Times and Ridgemont High style is Cherry in a red bikini.
Is there little cherries on it?
Yeah.
Shuzi, hey, look.
Oh,
look.
Fuck. I'm both excited and terrified.
It's happening in slow motion, and you're hearing music.
Get one of those fairies.
Yeah, it is a fairy. It's like just flying behind you with a little harp.
Swoon.
What are you going to do about it?
I don't know.
You gonna go say hi?
I don't know.
You should go say hi.
Give me a minute.
You should go say hi.
Give me a minute.
Hey.
Shush.
Hey, over here.
Shush your mouth.
She spots you guys and kind of smiles and starts walking over in your direction.
See, I pretend to be like engrossed in my copy of whatever that book was that I'm on the cover of.
Interesting.
The Dragon and the Divine.
It's the first book you could find.
Do you attempt to slap the book out of her hands?
No, I want to see how this plays out.
Okay.
Yeah, just trying to act really cool, nonchalant.
Yeah, Cherry walks over. She's kind of squeezing some water out of her hair and says that she saw your guys' show and you were really good.
Hey,
like,
thanks.
Of course, you've always been pretty good, but like you've really, really put it together.
Yeah, we've done a lot of practicing lately.
I just put the book down. I'm like, oh, hey, I didn't see you there. That's so crazy.
Deception check.
Well, that was a one on that one. Let's try this one, which is not going to be any good. This is going to be round two of Aaron Fails Hard.
Surely you can't roll one.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. So that would be 26.
Okay. She actually maybe looks a little hurt that you didn't see her before, or that you're kind of ignoring her.
No, and then I say, it's really good to see you, though. You look great.
So you too.
I blush.
I'm going to go find... Cregan or Johnny or something. Bye.
You literally take off running.
Situation.
Yeah, I just like grab my towel and like all my stuff, and I'm just like, as I'm leaving, like, bye.
Well, it looks like there's a seat next to me if you want to hang.
Yeah, I'd like that. And she sits down.
Swoon.
The same.
And we will cut to Johnny kind of wandering around below decks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to need you to make a perception check.
Oh, those are my specialty.
You got them glasses.
Yeah. Don't know if I needed the perception.
You said it like it wasn't, but it actually is.
Yeah. I got myself a solid 12.
Okay, so you spot, he's not very sneaky, but you spot the elf from the Velvet Underground, from the Punk Underground, kind of following you.
I like take a few more steps to see if he falls.
He does.
And then I quickly turn around.
So you spin around real fast.
Yeah.
And yeah, you see him. He's just kind of frozen.
I have a capture cube in my hand.
Elves are humanoids. It won't work.
I know. I'm like, oh.
You can just hit him with it.
Yeah, do you throw it at him?
No, I know. I don't know. Okay. I was just hoping it was a bear.
I was really hoping there would be a bear on this.
That's what I'm looking for.
Okay. Yeah, he runs up. He's like, oh, hey, Johnny, sorry. I just want to make sure that like no one else was following you or whatever.
No, only you.
Cool, cool, cool. He's, I got to talk to you like in private.
It's just us here.
There's clearly other people on this deck.
Is
it's
there?
Like two people just like walk by carrying beach towels.
Yeah.
Where did you come from?
Yeah. Sorry, I was looking for bears. Yeah, okay. Are we close to somewhere?
Why would you be looking for bears on a skyship?
Sky bears?
Pretty sure that's not a real thing.
Well, didn't want to rule it out just yet. Are we close to a cabin or an area we can meet?
Yeah, he's like, hey, just we deck back in here into like one of the kitchens they're not using.
Oh, okay.
You deck in there. And you can see there's actually a couple other punks that you recognize from the meeting before there.
Oh, God, is this an intervention?
He's like, no, we need your help to perform a ritual because you've like talked to a god before. So we need someone that's talked to a god before.
What's the ritual for?
We're going to try and talk to the punk gods again to get some direction.
Okay, what do I need to do?
He's like, just stand right there. We'll kind of take care of everything. You're more like the focus for the ritual. It's like perfectly safe. We've done this never before, but we're pretty sure it's going to be safe.
Did you say never?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I trust you.
Great. He gives you a thumbs up. and they start to perform the ritual, just sort of playing some sort of a slower punk kind of sound around you.
I'm like humming to myself.
And we will cut over to Scotty. Now having left Shoozy alone.
I'm just wandering around, looking at stuff, drinking, you know, normal things.
All right, so you're passing
by myself.
You're kind of wandering into an area where there's like some booths and stuff, sort of part of this festival of different like labels that are, you can like go talk to people about getting signed. At the end, you can see like a huge one that is for Lord Black and his label. The black label.
We don't want that.
Okay. And you do see one tent that's kind of doesn't really have a lot of people standing around, but it's not for the like effort that the flightless Aarakocra is giving. It's this little brown Aarakocra, kind of round shaped with a sort of long thin beak. He looks like a kiwi, basically.
Okay.
Kiwis
and he's just trying to, he's wearing a, wearing like a sort of denim vest covered in pins. And he's just trying to hand out flyers for his label, which is really just Murray's record label is what it says.
Does he have arms?
He's got little
wings. Yeah, they got little nubbins.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Got little nub arms. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, representation. He's going around trying to hand out these flyers.
Drunk Scotty thinks he is adorable. That's so cute. I'm going to go talk to him.
He says, oh, hello. I'm Murray.
Hey, Murray.
Murray's record label. I think I saw you. You play for Rustmonster, yeah?
Yeah, the bass player.
It's excellent.
Cool.
Do you have representation?
We had to fire our last manager because he got us into this, like... Basically, he... Try to like sign our souls away or something. I don't know. He was terrible. He was an idiot.
That does sound very bad, and I would never do that. I'm here to work for you.
Would you ever sign something before talking to us?
No, of course not.
Hmm.
Why would I do that? That seems like a terrible idea.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You really got to put the band first. That's the first rule of Murray's representation. I've got a book that I've been trying to publish. He just holds up like a manuscript that's like stapled together.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to talk to the rest of the band, but we could probably use somebody. We're starting to get a little bit more attention. We could
I don't blame you because you're quite good. Definitely like your punk rock sound. He makes a little, throws the punk hands up. And that's exactly the kind of band that I'm looking for. You know, something grassroots and really pair of the people, you know?
Wait, you say hair of the people?
Pair of the people.
Oh, power? Power?
Pair? Pair of the people?
Pair?
Pair? Pair of the people?
Pair of the... Oh, pair of the people.
No, pair of the people?
I don't understand what you're saying, but I like you, Murray. I like you.
Well, I like you too. Scotty, is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like... Obviously, I got to talk to the rest of the band. I can't just make unilateral decisions on this one, but...
So at this point, the like hackles on the back of your neck sound, you feel a little bit cold and you hear like a... as floating towards you are two tiefling lawyers. You can't quite tell if they're floating or just like gliding across the ground and they're wearing suits.
That's creepy.
Fucking suits.
And one of them says,
what are you doing, Scotty Stormbringer? Your band belongs to Lord Black.
Nah, Rockin' Robin belongs to you guys, not us. We didn't sign nothing.
Yeah, Murray's like, actually, I've studied this because I'd heard about this event, and she is correct. And he's like, I actually have a degree in bird law. He's like, and he just sort of like steps between you and the lawyers and just like puffs up his little chest. He's like, yeah, you don't own shit. He's like, they're free to play under their name, and all you own is I guess this Mr. Robin.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not familiar with him, but you're going to have to take it up with him. He is not representing the band. He says, I am not officially, but I am stepping in because I hate to see injustice happen.
Yeah, well, he said.
For now, working pro bono for them, you can take it up with me if you'd like. Here's my card. We can deal with it when we land. But as far as I see, you have no case and can maybe just fuck off.
Yeah, well, he said, fuck off.
The lawyers are like not used to people standing up to them and like, oh,
we need to take a sidebar, and they float away.
Yeah, fuck you.
Like how you add it to that conversation.
I'm helping.
I know.
I'm drunk helping.
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
He turns back and he's like, oh, that got a bit nasty. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to swear.
So you really got a degree in bird law?
He's like, yeah. He points to his like little tent and there's hanging up back there. This is his degree.
Degree like, in bird law.
Taped up to the wall of the...
Nice,
the booth
nice.
Tent, yeah.
Yeah, you gonna be here all day?
Yep, not going anywhere. Can't fly away, so, you know, flightless bird.
Right, right. Yeah, I feel like I trust you more because of that.
He's like, yeah, please talk to the rest of your band and then get back to me. I'll be here, so.
Yeah, I feel like we can do some negotiations, but preliminarily, I feel like we might be able to work together.
Excellent. Why don't you take one of my cards as well? You can show that to the band.
I take it and I shake his little
bird hand.
Yep.
You're like, petting him. No, we wouldn't pet him, but he's so fluffy.
I know.
As you walk away, it continues around. Representation? Anyone representation?
Sweet.
And we're going to cut back to Johnny, who now the music is taken over. You start singing along with this punk song. And then everything sort of fades away and you're just... in like an empty bar with a stage. You're standing on the stage and you can see sort of as the house lights come up, sitting in the audience are seven figures. You recognize them because you've probably done a bit of studying of the punk gods during your classical training.
Mm-hmm.
You recognize the blonde one. It's the beautiful blonde woman sitting. You of course recognize the Ramon, who's has his chair turned backwards and kind of sitting on it sort of at the front. You see a four-headed goddess that you recognize as the Donnas. You see the Stooge sitting shirtless sort of in the back.
You meant it has four heads, but I was like, she's got a forehead?
Yeah, he really wanted to point that out.
You also see wearing his traditional leather jacket and his coiffed hair, the Strummer. This is sort of one that resonates with you specifically. And you also see the three-headed god called Death, the Death God.
Oh my gosh. Am I still holding my coconut?
Yeah.
I'm just like...
And kind of sitting apart from the other gods, looking a little like unhappy about whatever's going on, you recognize Vicious.
From like Vicious brand drumsticks?
Maybe.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the god known as Vicious.
Am I wearing my bathing suit?
No, you didn't head to the pool yet. Yeah, you're just wearing your regular leather pants.
Just like, hello.
The Ramon pipes over like, hey, Johnny, so you've been doing some good work or whatever.
Thank you, team effort.
The Vicious speaks up from the bag. He's like, he ain't done shit.
Well, to be fair, we did kill a few of those metal generals.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You killed, what, three of them?
Four? What was the count?
I think you trapped one in a castle still, so he's still a fighting problem, isn't he?
You got me there, yes. We'll go back for that one, don't worry.
I don't think we should trust you. I've been telling the rest of you that we shouldn't trust this guy. He's fucking useless.
Well, who else do you have right now?
The Death God just says, yeah, keep on knocking, Vicious. Just yapping away over in your little corner.
So how's everyone doing?
Well, you called us here, Johnny. So what do you want?
Oh, this is awkward. I was actually just helping a friend. Did they actually give me a note to say anything?
They just wanted to be pointed in the right direction.
Oh, so we're a little unsure which direction we should go right now. We just finished off the Baron, and we took a little break on a cruise ship. Now we're here. Any idea where we should go next? Divine guidance?
Yeah, it's getting kind of clattered as the metal gods are starting to rumble a little bit. And that black metal is hard to see. But we think one of the generals is trying to ascend himself. He might be betraying the others. I don't know. You should probably keep going in the direction you're going. Just take care of them all. So I guess you really need to know at this point whether to go up or go down.
Oh, down. You mean like underground?
Yeah.
Oh, like the Underdark?
Well, that is an option, yeah. I mean, we know two of the generals are down there.
Oh, yeah. We had some intel on that one. Okay, so it's kind of just up to us where we go next.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know how you're going to get to the moon, but...
Oh, right, yeah. Do you have... do we just hold our breath and fly? I don't know how to get to the moon.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to figure that one out. But I think, as far as I can tell, not to be all like... ambiguous god here, but I think it's the right direction will reveal itself very soon.
Oh, so just keep on being us.
Yeah, I mean, it's working for you so far. And you just kind of hear a grumbling, like, the fuck it is.
Is there anything you want me to tell people downstairs?
Just keep spreading the good word.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Keep playing that punk music, you know?
Yeah, oh, thanks for all the help and all that. It's been very helpful.
Yeah, my pleasure. You like the glasses?
Oh, finally, I can see. They're always like, oh, I can see in the dark and you can't, Johnny. Yay. Not anymore. Now I can see green.
Well, why keep that playing field level, you know?
I agree. I'm thinking about like a big axe or something.
Can you use an axe, Johnny?
No, but it would look great.
You just keep using those pipes of yours.
Oh, I can do that.
All right. Well, we have a show to go play, so... yeah, we'll see you later. And he just like reaches out kind of across, well, much farther than his hand should reach, and just taps you on the forehead. And you're back in the kitchen.
Oh, okay. I just look around. Are they still there?
They're like, did it work?
Oh, yeah. Just keep doing what we're doing.
Oh. They're kind of crestfallen. They're like, well, that's not very helpful.
Oh, they were all there. It was very interesting.
Okay, well... I guess we're on the right path then?
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of like start pumping themselves. Yeah, we're on the right path. We're doing the right thing.
Yeah,
okay.
High fives all around.
It's all high fives.
Yeah. they said either go up or down.
Like, oh, I wonder what that means.
Oh, maybe there's some in the Underdark. I don't know. Do you happen to know how to get to the moon?
No. I mean, maybe if we like jury-rig the skyship? I don't know.
Okay, how
that
about...
That probably wouldn't work.
How about you guys trying to figure out how I get to the moon, and I'll go talk to the band about maybe going somewhere underground, or...
Yeah, okay. You can do that. So, yeah, we're on it.
Okay, so that was a... You know what? Actually, where's this ship going? It's going to...
It's just circling around the acoustic forest.
Oh.
And then landing back at CBGB.
Actually, maybe you should go check underground, or just keep doing what you're doing... And I'll send you updates. I have your number, right?
No, you haven't got... You're already out the door.
at some point during that, I took a picture and sent it on the phone of just like, does this summoning circle look weird to Scotty?
You just get back, I don't fucking know.
It's just static because you tried to take it and you're in the... It's like contact. But yeah. It's 18 minutes of static.
What?
That was pretty weird. So is there a spa here?
Yeah, so you're walking back up to the top deck where there is a spa just near the pool.
Ooh.
And we got back to the pool where Shuzi and Cherry have kind of worked out their differences and are making out as everyone kind of walks back up there.
Yeah.
Ooh, move fast.
So we're all kind of converging there?
Hey guys.
Scotty has gotten drunker. Yeah. She's probably consumed most of this cup of whiskey on the way from wherever she met Murray the Kiwi.
Okay.
If someone walks by, I put the coconut down and grab another one on the tray.
Yeah, you could definitely do that.
Yeah. I grab one of those too. She's like, yes.
Do you drink the coconut like a shot?
Yes.
Just throw the coconut overboard?
Yes. Can we like never leave this place?
We can't afford it.
What do you mean?
Says you.
You know, we spent all our money to get on here.
What do you mean?
Not all of it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't get it.
Oh, it was... Do you need a nap? Oh, you know what?
No, I need a party!
I like brush off one of the chairs. I'm just like, oh, party for one.
I need some shots. The dark elf in me is coming out.
Yeah.
You guys remember...
Kriegan's just back away. No!
Shuzi and Cherry, you gonna do shots with me?
Oh my god.
Cherry goes, yep.
Well, fuck it.
She is blushing deeply.
Bartender.
You was like, shots.
Just yell shots until someone brings me some.
A dragonborn in like a little bow tie and just Speedos comes up with carrying trays of shots.
You are my friend. I like you.
You just grab a bunch of shots. Yep.
You take the tray.
He just kind of is just sort of staring in the middle distance because this is his job and he's just like, ugh, drunk people.
Yeah, drunk people are the worst.
And he just sort of walks off after you grab your shots.
I just like give a handful to everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're spilling everywhere.
I'm going to try to take like as many as I can.
Away from me?
Like, just like, yeah, I'll have a whole bunch.
That's
and then
probably
try to-
wise.
Just try to...
I'm probably mostly spilling them at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you share the information about Murray?
Yes. I met somebody cool. He's a little bird guy.
Oh, it's me.
No, not you.
Oh.
He's a different kind of bird guy.
Oh.
You
like that kind of thing?
His name is Smurry.
Smurry?
No. I have a card. Murray.
Can I look at that?
This car's got a little picture of a little kiwi bird person on there.
He's cool.
I just kind of giggle for a little bit, like.
He's a cool guy.
He's a cute guy.
He's a bird lawyer. He knows bird law.
I didn't think you would be into a lawyer, but.
No, he wants to be our manager.
I've been hurt before.
No, he's cool. He stood up to the evil floaty lawyers.
Evil floaty lawyers.
They got horns. You know, those guys, the horns.
Right, like the Mr. Black.
Yeah.
Is Murray here right now?
No. He's in the tent place with the booths.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
I mean, the card is real, so.
Oh, I didn't see the card.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just look at the card and I'm just like, oh, yeah.
I'm just drunk. I'm not crazy.
Oh, that's a good school he went to.
I don't know about another guy, though, to represent us.
Nah, he's cool.
Cool. Yeah,
you're so hammered. Why should we take your?
Maybe I mean, his phone number, his stone number, is on there.
Yeah, said I had to talk to you guys first.
Oh, thanks.
Good idea.
I know stuff.
I wouldn't mind talking to him.
Tell me what I don't know.
Ooh, let's try something. And I just like take a number and I type it. I'm just like, need to discuss now at the pool. And I look at my watcher. Click.
Okay. So it takes about 5 minutes, but then you hear like little bird feet running across, and he's like, "Murray here, present. You wanted to talk."
Murray,
that was pretty fast, actually.
I ran all the way here from the tents.
See,
You're this so good.
Yeah, it was an emergency.
Cregan's hand is like
does kind of seem like
you, I'm resisting trying to pet him.
I'm just like putting like my wing against you. Like they don't like that.
We don't like that.
Oh, you did see it was an emergency, but you all seem to be quite relaxed here by the pool.
I'm drunk.
Oh yeah, she's drunk, and we just want to know that you existed. And that
they didn't believe me.
Well, I do exist. Last time I checked, I was corporeal.
So I just stare at him, just cool like, guy. So you want to represent us?
Well, yes, I'd be happy to represent you if that's what you'd like.
What?
And he said he wouldn't sign anything without talking to us first, so that's good.
It's the first rule of management.
According
to Murray's rules of management.
Oh, you have a book.
It's Murray's
Scott
rules.
Can I take a look at that?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, it's...
And I just like...
I'm a big fan of...
It all seems great.
I'm a big fan of first impressions, and I like to trust you. Shoozy reads his mind!
Okay. I detect that. You know, Cherry's just sitting there looking...
She's just drinking shots.
Yeah.
His surface thoughts are just that he really helps. You guys seem also cool, and he just really hopes that you hire him.
Okay, I take a shot, and then I go for a deep dive, which okay. He has to make a save, but...
He lets out a little fart. a little nervous fart, but you detect nothing but like earnestness and pluck from this guy.
He's got pluck. He's cool.
Don't pluck birds. They don't like it.
Bad.
It's very
plucking
true.
Bad.
Yes, it's very true. Please don't. But I think she meant that he's good.
He is good. He's cool.
I told you he's cool.
So you're not going to sign us up for like some sort of contract to not talk to us, right? Because we've been hurt before.
Oh, no, I'd never do that.
Oh.
No, I've got to discuss everything with you before anything's signed. I don't have peer of attorney.
Oh, those are words. And I don't know what that means, but I think those are good words. So I'm okay with it.
Fuck it.
Everybody's looking at me. Why are you looking at me?
Do you have an office?
I said, yes, I do. Yeah. I mean, not on the boat. I've got a tent on the boat.
Where's your office?
Oh, it's in CBGB.
Oh, that's helpful. We're from there.
Yeah, that makes things a lot easier.
Oh, do you live somewhere else? Like, you're not going to live with us?
Why would I live with you?
Oh, thank God.
I run a successful business.
Oh.
Both the record label and, you know, a small law firm. It's just me at the moment, but, you know, it's enough to keep me and Hassan home.
See? This is legit.
He has a house and
I hand home. Him back the book or, like, the draft.
Thank you.
Looks to be in order.
I think we should hire him.
What's your rate? Is it affordable?
He's like, well, I take 5% on everything.
That's not bad.
No, that's...
What did Rock and Robin take?
You don't remember.
Because we didn't know we had one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, do you have like a contract we can read or...
He's like, well, I can draw one up when we get back to the mainland. I wouldn't, you know, especially not, well, you've been drinking. I wouldn't want to make
drinking.
You sign
Nobody's
anything.
Drinking.
Do you have any...
take another shot.
Do you have any police connections?
This is medicine.
No.
What would happen if you got a call around 3 a.m. in the morning and someone's stuck in jail?
Well, why were they stuck in jail?
Oh, you know, just wrong place, wrong time.
Oh, perfectly understandable. I mean, I would just come in there as a lawyer and tell them that they can't detain you without a reason.
Oh, see? He's a lawyer. We could use one of those.
I told you that.
Definitely. I'm game.
He's like, well, you think it over and we can sign everything when you're back in CBGB. He's like, you know where to find me? Address is on the card.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Is it like a nice area of CBGB?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's like middle.
Yeah, it's not like a dive. Yeah.
It's not like where we live.
Or like a P.O. box or something.
No.
Yeah, okay, cool.
It's an actual address, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, whoa. That could be good, actually.
All right, well, you all enjoy the rest of this cruise.
Thanks,
well,
Murray.
You too.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you.
Bye.
And make sure she gets lots of water. She looks like she's in quite a state.
She is, but she's tougher than she looks.
She's tougher than I look, man.
The one eye.
Yeah, I've gotten to that point. Why are there two of you, Cregan? Did you clone yourself?
Wait, is like Puss with you?
Yeah, actually, that's a good question. Where are the gobs?
They're just over by the bar. You probably left them to come
yeah,
and attack
these guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was exciting.
Yeah, seems promising.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I
did a business.
You did a business.
You did a business, yeah. I talked to all the punk gods.
What?
Wait, hold on. You talked to what?
Yeah, you know, all the punk gods, the Ramones.
I mean, I know who they are, but how?
How and why?
What, you can't? Oh, that's odd. Yeah, we talk all the time.
Quit with the rude toot, I'm gonna smack your mouth.
No, really, they're like, oh, good job. Except for Vicious, he didn't really like us very much.
He's always been fickle.
Yeah. Oh, they're just saying keep being awesome.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. They also said that we should either go up or down.
Okay.
We're in the sky right now, so I think we have to go down.
Well, I think we're in the middle, so we have to choose to go down to like Underdark or to the moon.
What?
Yeah.
We're going. You point at the moon and everyone looks at it and you actually see something sort of like, it looks like a part of the moon is moving and then it's sort of going closer and then turns into like a shooting star and then crashes into the acoustic forest.
Yeah.
And here's a song from a band we like.
Whoa.
In the Kill it!
That was the appropriately titled Moon Rock by Milkers Wanted, and in the middle of the episode, you heard Cause for Alarm by Future Girls. If you enjoyed the podcast, please check us out at podcastsofdoom.com. There you'll find links to our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages, as well as our Patreon. If you're able to toss us as little as $5 a month, you can access bonus episodes, which feature some other events going on in Fugazi right now, as well as deleted scenes and other goodness. Or if you're unable to, just toss us a review on iTunes or wherever else. That always helps. Dungeon Punks was produced by Kirk Hamilton for the Podcasts of Doom Network.
Here's a song from a cup we like.